Propelled by the popular We Can Do It poster, Rosie the Riveter became an icon of both the World War II effort and female empowerment. Here in the Bay Area, she found a home on the Richmond waterfront, where the costume crowd is urged to assemble Saturday afternoon between 1 and 3. There are some quite specific guidelines as to how to dress to be counted, and Guinness representatives will be there to determine who is suitably attired to be included in the count. They're hoping to gather 1,000 Rosies to better the existing record, yes, there is one, of 776 people dressed as Rosie the Riveter, which was set last year in Ypsilanti, Michigan. One thing the crowd is sure to include are some authentic Rosies, women who actually worked in the shipyards there in Richmond back in the 1940s. Last summer, KRCB's Danielle Venton talked with one of them in this story from the North Bay Report archives.
I'm Catherine L. Morrison, call me Kay, and I worked in shipyard number 2. I worked graveyard from 11 to 7, 6 days a week. I'm volunteering here at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront Historical National Park in Richmond.
Morrison is one of the many women who worked industrial jobs during World War II. Visit her at the museum on any given Friday, and she'll happily tell you her life story.
I was born in Chico, California, November 22, 1923. And I was enjoying a very carefree life. And then, boom, Pearl Harbor.
After the bombing of Pearl Harbor, Kay and her husband, who was prevented from joining the military due to bad eyesight, came to Richmond to find work. It was a time when Richmond war jobs were booming.
We couldn't find a place to live because Richmond was so inundated with people coming from all over the country to get a job. People were sleeping in shifts in one bed. I don't know when they ever washed the sheets, but hey, they were doing their part.
Kay's husband found work as a carpenter, but for her, things were more difficult. At the Union Hall in San Francisco, where she'd go to apply for jobs, there was a large sign.
No women or blacks wanted. And I went back home frustrated because everywhere I went, I saw the sign, Uncle Sam needs you. Uncle Sam wants you. You go and be a welder. Here I am. I want to work and I can't get a job. So I went back down to the Union Hall in 43 and they hired me.
Morrison worked as a welder. Eventually, she passed the Navy test to become a journeyman welder, which increased her wage from 90 cents an hour to $1.30 an hour. Like many women, Morrison found her work empowering.
I think it changed me in knowing that there wasn't anything I couldn't do. Having learned, mastered that, which had been a man's job prior to us women coming in and moving them over a little.
Morrison loved her work as a welder, and she's still proud of her contributions to the war effort and to the women's movement. Several weeks ago, she and some of her fellow Rosies, other museum volunteers, made a trip to the White House where she was thanked for her work by President Obama and Vice President Biden.
Thrill of a lifetime. Thrill of a lifetime.
Of course, you don't need to hold public office to speak to Morrison about her work as a real-life Rosie the Riveter. Stop on by the museum in Richmond and she'll happily tell you about it. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton